Company 9 for a vehicle accident with fires. Vehicle into Stover's Bar. All units use caution in the area. Police in the area chasing a suspect, 2309.
Nobody spitting this beer.
I'm Craftus Erectus almost every week.
There's some beer Darwinism going on.
Beer Coaster Podcast. It's for your learning.
Hello and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast 2012, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer from coast to coast and every once in a while in between. I'm your host this week. I'm Crazy Dave from Temecula, California. And with me is...
Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada.
And Mike in Boston, Massachusetts. Also known as the Dean of Dry Hopping.
Oh, yes. we got titles now and all this, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I got a new title every week. I think I've gone through, almost 10 of them so far.
Yeah.
Really? I'm not 10 podcasts behind, so maybe I'm missing something. Nine.
Yeah, this would be the ninth one.
All right, well, this week's theme is firefighters or something with fire. And
fire.
We're talking about this.
Where's the fire?
Fire. So now, with that...
If we were somehow making money on this show, I think we would probably take that money and give it to the fire relief of, Colorado and...
Yes.
California.
We'd do something like that if we made money.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I think first we'd have to pay all the people that we keep stealing their little lines and quotes from and stuff too. So. But yeah, that'd be cool. Oh, and remind me later because I have a little thing on that too with my beer. But anyways. So yeah, this week's theme is fire.
I'm going to have to pay the model that I took the photo of this week too.
Nice. Yeah, you guys definitely got to check out the...
She's expensive.
Check out the website.
She on fire?
She's
pretty
fire.
Hot.
Very appropriate for this week's show. So what are we drinking, Crazy Dave?
Well, yeah. For our fermentation conversation, we have the Firestone Walker Union Jack IPA. So we'll all be trying that in a variety of different sizes. And Mike, what are you going to be drinking for your
Taste and Flight? I'm going to try Penichuk Brewing Company's Fireman's Pale Ale.
All right, and I'm sure Toby's got something to drink as well.
I sure do. It's from Firehouse Grill and Brewery. It's their Hops on Rye.
Nice, and I'm going to be drinking Hook and Ladder Brewing Company's Golden Ale.
Nice.
Sweet.
So yeah, it's been a while since I've had some beer.
Let's get to drinking then.
That's what I'm talking about.
This is a fermentation conversation. Yeah.
All right, this is the Firestone Walker Union Jack. It's from Firestone Walker Brewing Company out of Paso Robles, California. Their website is www.firestonebeer.com, and this is an IPA. The ABV on this is 5.6 with IBUs of 70. They got premium two-row Metcalf and Kendall malts with Munich, Carapils, Simpson's Light Crystal, and on the... And on the hops, they have Warrior, Simcoe, Late Kettle Cascade, and Centennial, along with Amarillo Cascade, Centennial, Chinook, and Simcoe for the dry hops.
So, wow.
That's a whole lot of hopping.
They threw in the whole freaking kitchen sink and everything on this, huh?
Yeah.
This reminds me of, what was that one that you and Chris didn't like from Sam Adams that had like freaking 12 different hops in it? Remember, you just said it tasted like just muddled.
It was one of the Long Shot series double IPA from a long time ago.
Homebrewer style. Well, let's crack it, and then Dave can read off all the ridiculous amount of awards this thing has got.
All right, so I guess we'll start here. Well, I guess in no particular order here. Oh, wait, this is in reverse of the years. 2011, they got the bronze medal for the European Beer Star. They have a 2011 silver medal from the Australian International Beer Awards. They have a 2010 Best IPA from Maxim Magazine, 2010 gold medal from Australian International Beer Awards, a 2009 top pick from Draft Magazine, top 25. And on and on and on and on. So basically, they got like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They got 12 different awards here.
We really should video all of this. Wow. It's just.
Yeah.
It's funny.
So yeah, they got a lot of awards here. You know, and it's spanning over like 3 or 4 different years. So, you know.
So it pours out very clear, copper in color.
Kind of like that morning piss color, you know? Like,
yeah. Yeah, or almost apple juice.
Like, yeah, it is very apple juice. Super clear.
Yeah.
Yeah, super clear. Nice carbonation.
Yeah, the
I got about a finger
going.
Of head.
I don't even have like the trick like glass like Mike has that like, you know, promotes the bubbling and stuff, but it's still coming up.
Yeah, I got that little laser etching on the bottom that you could see just a ring of carbonation still flowing up from the glass there.
Yeah. Mine just, it's still bubbling up. That's kind of cool.
Nice hoppy aroma.
Yeah, I can smell it. It's not anywhere near my face. You know, there's definitely hops in here. Sweet.
All kinds of hoppy. I mean, you're getting citrusy. You're getting grassy. You're getting
piney. Yeah. Mostly citrus.
You're like in a freaking nursery store or something.
Orange.
Hmm.
Maybe some apricot.
Getting some caramel malts in there too, believe it or not. With all these hops, you're still getting a little bit of like a toffee.
Oh yeah,
I don't know. I get more. I get more fruits than anything out of this.
Very fruity, yeah.
Yeah. Taking a sip, yeah. Ooh, really good hoppy bite.
I didn't expect, you know, with so many different types of hops, how. It's got a decent hop balance. Like I mean, it's very hop forward, but it's not
overly bitter. It's not.
Yeah, it's not overly bitter.
It's not. You're not drinking a bush of hops here. I mean, they're definitely there. You know, but
yeah, it's nice and clean. There's a little bit of a sticky aftertaste, mouthfeel kind of thing.
Very light malt backbone there, but it's kind of evening everything out.
There's some big bitterness, but it's not too bad. It's not too overpowering. I mean, it's definitely a IPA, you know. Got that real hop forward.
There's no disguising this one. It's a very American, still a very American version of the IPA too. Very, very hop forward.
The end of it, the finish is really dry and leaves you with like a pine cone kind of a taste.
Yeah, it's like an herbal pine.
Yeah.
There's even a little bit of in the aftertaste, there's even a little bit of that sticky stank, if that...
Sticky stank, yeah.
Stank.
That, well, that dry hopping, that, you know, like that fresh weed smell.
Yeah.
It's not too much. I mean, I've had other IPAs that are way more weedy than this. Yeah. It's not
Well, I weedy. And I think, but the reason is because there's so many different types of hops.
Yeah. And it wouldn't let like that.
That it's not like you're just getting like a tea, like a weed tea. You know, it's not that kind of.
It's a diversified blend of hops.
Yes, it's very diversified.
Going back on the nose, there's getting more of those caramel malts and even some like cinnamon. Almost like a cinnamon. You know those cinnamon graham crackers? You ever had those? Graham cracker with cinnamon on top.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what it smells like.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So what would you eat with this?
Turkey club.
I know what I want with this. I want a spicy chicken sandwich.
Yeah. That sounds good.
They had I actually just went out to dinner the other night and had this. It's like a pepper crusted pork tenderloin. With garlic mashed potatoes, and it had like some crispy onion rings, like really kind of salty, crispy onion rings. And I think with all the black pepper in that dish, I think it would go good with something like this.
Yeah.
I actually think maybe even more of the sweetness of this beer, because it does have a very big fruity character to it. Yeah. that I think would almost taste sweet in comparison to a dish like
to
that.
To the pepper.
Balance it up, you know? Balance it out.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking, like a spicy chicken sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, something spicy would be good.
I mean, not to say that I wouldn't, kick back a dozen buffalo wings with this beer either, but I just...
Yeah, when you start to get into stuff that's really hot or has a lot of heat behind it, when you get into the hoppy beers.
It makes it too much, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like it's... I don't know, maybe Dave Summers would like that because he just loves all these spicy foods and stuff and, you know, anything to burn his mouth off and burn his butthole out, but
he'll take a shot of red pepper flakes just for the hell of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't taste them, but he'll do it.
Sure.
Shout out to Mr. Summers.
Yeah.
So it looks like
don't bother with this one. It won't blow your ass out.
Consider this their kind of flag. This is probably their flagship, right? This or the Double Jack or no, because Double Jack.
I say the Double Jack.
Does the Double Jack come in six packs?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, I've seen the DBA. Is that what it's called? Double Barrel Ale. Oh, well, you said Double Jack. Oh, yeah, that's the Double IPA. No, the Double Barrel Ale, I think is probably their flagship.
The Double Barrel.
That's one I've seen in 12 packs at grocery stores, and
I don't. I found
that one's okay.
I found mine in a 22-ounce.
And they have a...
Yeah, I got the 12-ounce single.
It looks like their Pale series. There's three of them. You got the DBA, the Pale 31, and the Union Jack. And then they got, the whole Reserve series. And
everywhere that I've gone...
Years, all that stuff.
Seasonless. But just about anywhere that I've gone when they've had, like, Firestone on tap or something, it's usually the DBA.
Yeah.
I think... So I would think that would probably be, like, their...
This is a nice IPA. You know, it's good.
Yeah, it's good.
It's drinkable. It's sessionable, and it's available.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like a girl, you know.
So, give it a call 555.
Proceeds will be donated to the Beer Coasters podcast. Well, the Beer Advocate
is that Jack for Jacqueline.
Wrap it up.
The Beer Advocate users give this a 94. The Brothers Allstroms came in at a whopping 100 and untapped.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, awesome.
I did
better with those awards that it got. Jeez. And all the people on Untapped come in at a collective 3.93.
Wow.
So there you have it.
Cool.
And how many ratings was that, did you say?
Oh, God.
They usually tell you,
6,000.
Right? Holy.
6,109.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to untap it. So,
10.
Yeah, I got to do that too.
Check them out. Firestonebeer.com. We'll be back right after this.
Aces and Ales, premium craft beer bar in Las Vegas, Nevada, with happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. With a wide variety of hard-to-find craft beer on draft and bottle. Special tappings every month. Don't forget to stop by www.beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft coupon. That's right, Aces and Ales, 3740 South Nellis Boulevard, Eastside, Las Vegas, Nevada. All killer, no filler.
Beer drinkers of the world, it's now time to check the headlines at the Beer Coasters Daily.
All right, so it's time for the Hop Topic. Toby, what do we got for
topics?
What do we got for Hop Topics, Toby?
Well, wow. What we did this week is we went to the Beer Coasters podcast.com and we clicked on the Brews Paper link there at the top. It took us to the Beer Coasters Daily. Under the headlines section, we've got craft beer expanding faster than any time since Prohibition ended.
Really?
And this was spotted by Homebrew, trademark. And the story comes from the HuffingtonPost.com. So I know we've talked about this kind of stuff before on the show, about how craft beer is growing and growing every year. We're seeing record numbers in the number of breweries just popping up. We passed the number of breweries in, like, what it was, like 1850 in back in 1850 we had the most, and then just last year I think we passed that. With now we're up to 2,126 craft breweries in the United States.
There wasn't even 1,400 when we started this show.
Wow.
So that goes to show you, you know, how much it's grown just in, yeah. Like we're on our fourth year now.
Well, and yeah. that number's net too. I'm sure there's you know, breweries like, you know, we had a few weeks ago where, and what we're about to see tonight where they've come and gone too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
But the big thing that they're talking about here is since Prohibition ended, because within like 2 years of Prohibition ending, it jumped like 703 breweries opened right after Prohibition ended. And then there was a slow decline. And then in the late 70s, you know, our good buddy Jimmy Carter passed the whole homebrew law. And then from there, you see a lot of craft breweries start opening up.
Yeah, but
Thank you, Mr. Carter.
I mean, in 10 years, though, they didn't even get but a couple of hundred breweries. And it wasn't really until like the mid-90s that it really started taking off.
Right.
You know, and we had a pretty major growth between then and, you know, between like the 1990 and 2000. And then it fell off a bit. And then, you know, more recently, it's accelerated again. So we're having this boom again.
And I think the recent acceleration probably has to do a lot with the different states and distribution laws and whatnot, and being able to brew and sell their own beer, essentially.
So, yeah, if you want to check it out, check out the story here. It's pretty interesting. Go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Hop Topics link, and then we'll have this posted there. This is where we post all of our stories that we actually talk about on the show that come from the Beer Coasters Daily.
Hop Topics, talk about.
You gonna make a little song for that, like Hot topics, talk about it.
Time to drink.
Yeah, drinking sounds good.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. You know, drinking beer and being social is a big part of what we do here at the Beer Coasters Podcast. So we'd invite you to join us at any number of our internet social websites. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, Untappd, Google+, and even Pinterest. That's right. Cheers. Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
I'm going to try a beer from Penichuk Brewing Company, and it's Penichuk's Fireman's Pale Ale. Pale, P-A-I-L. That's right. That's how clever they are. This beer is from Penichuk Brewing Company out of Milford, New Hampshire. Their website does not exist, but there is remnants of a blog, and that's Penichuk Brewing Company. .blogspot.com. This is an IPA. The ABV on this beer is a whopping 5%. Couldn't find the IBUs. The most interesting fact about this brewery is it's closed.
They're gone.
Not only that, they had closed their doors January 2010. So this beer...
We're in 2012.
Yes, this beer is 2.5 years old, at least. Dang. I don't even know when this one in particular was brewed and bottled, but we're talking at least 2.5+ years old, and it says right on the bottle, it does not cellar well.
Shows how good you read those bottles when you get them, huh?
So what else would a beer coaster do when he hears that?
Drink it!
Let's crack it.
You know, it's funny today.
There's still some carbonation in there. It's a good sign.
It's funny today. I was actually reading one of the wine papers, and one of the big wine guys, his name's Robert Parker. He does ratings for wines. Was saying, you know, the last thing you want to do is die with a full cellar. So I totally agree with that. You know, you got to drink this stuff. Does no good at keeping it if you ain't gonna ever drink it. Unless you want to buy it for your grandkids, like some freaking stocks and bonds.
True.
Well, very little head. It's got a film on the top here. Lots of carbonation still kicking, though. It is a bit darker than the Firestone. And it's fairly clear. There's a little bit of chill haze on it. On the nose, it's smells English. It's got kind of
smells English?
Yeah, you know, like the toffee kind of malt. A little bit of floral hops in there. I'm actually surprised this doesn't smell more oxidized and whatnot. I mean, it has been in the fridge all this time, so it's not like it's actually aging. And my fridge is pretty cold, so I don't know. Maybe this beer has been frozen in time.
That's the thing.
We'll see.
Yeah. As long as you keep it at a constant, you know, temperature, and there's not a whole lot of temperature change and all that stuff.
I wanted to mention the ingredients here. For malts, they use two-row pale malts, kiln amber, caramunic, caramel, and a bit of wheat malt. For hops, they use Palisades. Actually, they mentioned that they use two different types of Cascade hops, which I didn't know there were multiple varieties of Cascade, but they said they use Palisades
what?
Hops for bittering and Argentinian hops for the aroma, as well as dry hopping with the Argentinian. And these are, there's Cascade. So it's Palisades Cascade and Argentinian Cascade, which I hadn't heard of before.
Wow.
I'm getting a bit of alcohol. It's almost smells a bit, it smells a bit boozy. And it's, I mean, we're talking 5%, so I shouldn't be getting that out of it. But it's got an interesting kind of, like an, almost like an oaky vanilla aroma, but it's not quite. It's a little sharper and a little less pronounced. Can't quite figure it out.
Taking a sip, yeah!
It doesn't taste like a pale ale. It tastes like an English ale. It's got a bready kind of maltiness, a little bit of caramel malts in there. Not much in the way of hops. I'm not getting that citrus from Cascade. I'm not getting a grapefruit, you know, is what you'd smell on the nose with a Cascade hop, but I'm not getting that here. It's a very malty beer.
Is it?
Very mild maltiness.
You know, I know like some of the other beers, though, like the bigger ones that I drink, that when you let them sit, they get sweeter, you know, as they get older. I mean, do you have any of that going on?
Yeah.
It hasn't got much of a chance to warm up yet. It's still pretty cold. But it's got that bready kind of maltiness. It tastes very English to me. Maybe a little bit of mild tea on the tongue. That bitterness is more of like a tea-type bitterness than a hop-type bitterness.
Like a subtle tea?
Subtle tea. Hey, that's a great name for a tea company.
I made a fun.
There's not much more than that. I mean, there's maybe a little bit of nuttiness, but it's pretty mild. It's pretty kind of straightforward here. This is kind of beer that I'd maybe pair with like a shepherd's pie. You know, it just reminds me of such like an English beer that I'm thinking like
Great
a
Britain thing going
shepherd's
on.
pie or even like a some fries with like a gravy. Like a beef gravy or chicken gravy.
What was that
gravy,
stuff I had
like
in
that.
Canada? It was that exact thing, like fries with gravy on top. Oh, I forgot what it was called.
They have a light, what was it, at Shakespeare's in San Diego, where they had like a very light curry gravy. Uh-huh. And you could get fries with that. And something like that would go pretty well with a beer like this. Because this reminds me similar to like the Fuller's ESB. You know, something really malty. Yeah. Fuller's ESB has a little bit more bitterness than this. Not that an ESB is bitter, you know, in comparison to most of the stuff we drink, but you know what I mean. Right. If you get a chance, there's no way in hell you're going to be able to check this one out. So this was probably the last Pentachuck brewing company beer that I will have. And so
dig in your fridge, you might find
one. I'd like to have a moment of silence for another dead brewery.
Yeah.
Here in the show. Thank you.
Okay.
And I hope to see more new breweries pop up.
But wait a minute. Before we go on, I mean, was there anyone else that tried this beer? Do we have any ratings from Beer Advocate or the brothers?
I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm kind of slacking here. Yes.
Oh, we were supposed to look that up for you.
Beer Advocate users rate this an 86. The Brothers Ahlstrom have not weighed in on this beer. And Untappd, before I untapped it, I should mention, had a rating of 3.58, and that was with one rating.
Whoa!
You can only click on distinct things. So, like, you could click like 1, 2, 3, 4. How does it come up with a 3.58?
I don't know. So I'm actually going to untap while we're here, just for the record here, to make history. I'm gonna add my untapped rating. And then we'll re-rate it. Should I rate it though?
Yeah,
I guess I have to. I never do that.
Well, no one else is going to rate this beer. Like, there has to be something out there that will. Well, I guess the Beer Advocate users did, right?
I mean, this is what Last Call's for.
Oh yeah.
Last Call's not for untapping though. Last Call.
Well, at least you don't want to give it a rating. Well, I guess yeah.
Well, no. he'll give it a rating.
I won't. Then we're gonna know.
We'll be able to figure it out.
I'm going to say recording the show with this old ass beer.
Dude, you know the brewer's going to come in like, holy shit, someone drank our beer. Where the hell did they find it?
All right, here we go. I didn't rate it. Sorry. Still only has one rating. But more people have actually untapped this beer.
They just didn't rate it?
Yeah, well, look, someone 19 days ago at the Flying Saucer Draft Emporium.
Wow.
And then someone else at Stubbs Barbecue untapped it sometime last year.
Phantom beers out there, man, that just people just have sitting around.
So, there was a beer that I did not too long ago where I tweeted the brewer to find out some information. And they said, we haven't brewed that beer in... How long was it, Toby? They said, we haven't brewed that in, like...
I think it was 2 years.
Two years.
Yeah.
I was like, oops, well, here we go. We're going to try it on the show. You know.
Nice.
I think it was the Buzzards one, right? It was For the Birds.
It might have been it.
Anyway.
Buzzards Bay.
So like I said, there is not much left of a website, but there is that blog. It's penachuckbrewing.blogspot.com.
Not to be confused with Penetrode.
No, not at all. And we'll be back right after this.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Beer Coasters podcast. And don't forget to support your local brewery, your local beer pubs, your local beer bars, and your local home brewers. Drink local because local's fresh. Oh!
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Yeah. West Coast.
All right. For my tasting flight beer for this podcast that's on fire, I am trying the Hops on Rye from Firehouse Grill and Brewery out of Sunnyvale, California.
Sunnyvale? I thought it was Palo Alto.
No, that was it Palo? Well, they have two locations.
Oh.
Well, where did this come from?
Why don't you mention both of them?
Well, one of them's in East Palo Alto, California, and this one's in Sunnyvale. The one that this bottle was brewed at.
How do you know they don't all say Sunnyvale?
Well, whatever. That's where they brew and bottle. And the other place is just a pub.
All right. Well, why the hell are you yelling at me?
Toby's grumpy. He needs to drink some beer.
Yeah, you need to drink some beer and need talk more about beer. It.
So this is an IPA. It's brewed with rye.
An IPA?
And so I would say, rye IPA, sure. 7.5% ABV. 75 IBUs.
Arriba.
The hops used are Magnum, Amarillo, and Citra. So I'm going to crack it. That's all the info I have, and it's right there on the bottle because their website gives me nada.
Nada. Nothing. Nil.
The empty set.
Glug, glug, bitches.
That's what I'm talking about.
Let's see it.
Oh, yeah.
So it's orange in color, slightly cloudy, might be a chill haze. I got about a half finger ahead. Didn't,
half maybe pinky
a quarter maybe. Finger of head. Yeah. Got some nice lacing. On the news. Ooh, stank. Big stank. Yeah, you get some spicy malt in there.
Spicy malt can't be what's making that stank, though.
Well, it's a malty stank. It's not really like a hoppy stank. There's a little bit
malty
of...
Malty stank versus hoppy stank. Next on Beer Coasters.
But not to be confused with hoopa stank.
Right. There's maybe some pineapple in the background. Or grapefruit. No, that's what it is. It's grapefruit. Yeah, hey, I'm getting this.
What
the hell
is that back there?
Kind of peppery like spice. And a little bit of like grapefruit. But lots of stank. Lots of earthy stank.
Some of my favorite beers have some earthy stank stuck on them.
Yeah, but those are your farmhouse ales and stuff though, right?
No, this is a different kind
that's
of stank.
That's usually a sour stank.
Yeah, that's a funk.
Yeah, that's
this
a barnhouse
funk. This is not so much a
funk.
This is a stank.
Rye usually gives you a very peppery kind
Pepperies, of... Peppery, yeah. I was going to say it gives you a spicy kind of thing.
I'm a fan of the rye beers.
Taking a sip, yeah!
Sucker for the pepper.
There's a little bit of that spicy, peppery... maltiness. There's a nice fruitiness, almost like a
fruit and pepper.
It's like a it's kind of like an apricot
fruit and pepper.
It's a very like subtle, delicate fruitiness. There's not it's not really it's kind of orangey, but then there's kind of a little bit of apricot in there. But then there's a little bit of the pepperiness. I mean, the peppery spiciness is there, but it's not overpowering. And then there is some still kind of stanky malt on the tongue. It's a little on the chewy side at first, but then it finishes a little sweet. And not real dry, just a little dry and a little kind of sticky aftertaste, or sticky afterwards.
Sticky, yicky.
Not bad. You can kind of get some alcohol warming a little bit. Yeah, there's nice earthiness.
So what you going to eat with that?
It's borderline imperial. Like, because you know when you get into the imperial IPAs, you get that...
Is it
like,
that strong?
Really heavy maltiness. And, But this is up there. Like it's pushing up there. It's not. I mean, it's still a little. It's more drinkable than a double or an imperial. But it has those characteristics, you know.
So what you gonna pair with this?
So why don't you stop pushing me?
Come on,
don't push me, cause I'm close to a pairing. Come on, what you going to eat with it? Come on. Right on the tippy of your tongue.
Eat it.
I want to say, like a, almost like a gamey burger. You know, like a bison burger or...
some venison?
Yeah, maybe.
Or a rabbit meatloaf?
Venison
there's
is so good
here in Vegas at actually Chicago Brewing Company here in Vegas. They have a a slider taster that you can get, and it's all these real gamey, different kinds of animal meat, you know, like alligator and bison and rabbit and stuff like that. And it's really good. The whole taster, I think there's six different ones. The whole thing is awesome. But something like that, you know, maybe one of them could have a little bit of a spicy kick to it, you know, like some sort of a spicy cream, like a spicy mayonnaise, maybe, you know, something like that. Anyway.
Like a chipotle mayo?
Yeah, totally. Chipotle mayo on some sort of a bison burger. There you go. mayo. Some garlic fries.
That's very specific there. Chipotle mayo on a bison burger.
It's a good thing we pushed you, huh?
Yes.
Look what happens when you give him a little bit of a nudge.
Yeah. So, Beer Advocate users gave this a 90, Cha-ching. Which is exceptional. Nothing from the Brothers Ahlstrom.
Yep.
And Untappd has Hold this at up. A 3.
Aw, how come you're looking? You're not supposed to be looking.
Well, I just brought it up. I wasn't... Yeah. I didn't look at it before.
Cheater!
I swear.
Cheater! Fail.
Untappd has this at a 3.68 with only 180 ratings.
Well, that's not too shabby.
This will make it 181.
There you go.
Yeah, I was
check
actually
out their,
putting them up there for you while you were...
sorry. Getting ready, there it is.
Fine, whatever. Find them yourself. See if I
check
care.
Out their website, and if you're in Palo Alto or Sunnyvale, California, swing on by.
Oh,
check
yeah,
out the
I always drive
brewery.
Through there on my way to work.
Yeah. Their website is firehousegrill.com. And we'll be back right after this, bitches. Talking to you guys.
Gemini Lounge, a chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
And now out west, it's time for Crazy Dave to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
All right. It's time for me to drink some beer.
Woo-hoo. All
right. Right now, I am looking at a bottle of Hook and Ladder Brewing Company. Apparently, it's Brewing Company number 2. I don't know what happened to Brewing Company number 1. But anyhow, it's the Golden IPA. These guys are out of Silver Spring, Maryland. And their website is www.hookandladderbeer.com. A little bit on the notes here. They started brewing in 1994. They started selling in 1999. The guy went on a hiatus while he went to school and learned how to run a business. And then restarted the business up in 2005. So
and all our tasting flights are all
new breweries.
That's right.
Sweet. This is a, I guess I'm just guessing that it's like some sort of pale ale or golden ale. ABVs are 5. Is it?
You say golden IPA.
No, it just says a golden
ale.
What
is a golden IPA? Is that a BJCP?
Oh, golden IPA.
Yeah, golden ale is what this is supposed to be, a golden ale. Anyhow, ABVs are 5.5. IBUs were not indicated. It does say that it has 2-row and wheat malts, and it uses Cascade and Willamette hops. Interesting note is that it won the gold for the 2001 Great American Beer Festival American Style Wheat.
Gold
wheat beer.
So it's a wheat beer.
It's a golden ale. It's a distinctive medium-bodied ale with a slight malt sweetness. Or
at least it was back in 2001.
Crisp, hop finish. Yeah, I mean, that was, what, 11 years ago? I don't think it's been sitting in my fridge that long.
If you're a Beer Coaster Mike, there's a good chance it might be.
On a side note, though, they do donate every penny.
My beer fridge is like Oscar the Grouch's trash can. It just goes forever back there. I don't know how deep it goes and how old the shit is when you're in there.
So as a side note, though, they do donate every penny for every pint, a penny for every pint and a quarter for every case to the local burn foundation. So when you drink this beer, you're helping out, I guess, some burn victims. Anyhow.
Cool. Good to know.
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and donate to that cause and crack this beer open.
So every time we crack open a beer on the show, we're donating to some sort of cause, right?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, this one has a monetary value going to a legitimate cause.
Oh, okay.
There is.
We tried to educate the craft beer drinker each and every week.
Educrat. I just got educrated.
That's my education.
This is this is definitely a really light colored beer. It's actually really similar to the Firestone that we drank, actually a little bit darker, but it's got that same apple juice kind of color. It's got about a half a finger ahead. Bubbles are coming up nice, and it's actually like a really fine head. It's not like one of those big, mushy, crazy heads that, you know, you might get.
Mushy?
Crazy head?
It's got...
I hate mushy heads.
It's got a really...
crazy head.
Oh, what is that smell?
That's beer.
Mm. No. I'm trying to think what the hell that smell is. It's very sharp.
That smell.
Not a spice.
Is it metallic-y?
No.
We haven't had that in a while, have we?
Those metallic-y lagers.
Been too busy drinking IPAs lately.
Yeah, it might be something metallic-y. But yeah, it's got like a it's like a sharp, vulgar smell.
Vulgar?
Yeah.
Are you offended by the smell?
A little bit. Like if it was a girl, I wouldn't want to, you know.
Always has to go there. If it was a girl, he'd want her to be bejeweled before me.
Bejazzled.
That's all bejazzled.
But, you know, bejazzled, if it smells like beer. I don't know about you, but.
As long as it's not a metallic-y longer.
Yeah, this is it's pungent. It's sharp. It's
It's a blonde, take a sip. By the way.
Yeah, no, blondes don't. Well, I don't. Well,
BJCP calls it a blonde.
Ah. Oh, is that what they call it?
It's an American blonde ale, which is most golden ales or blonde ales, right? It's all kind of the same.
Right, right.
So it kind of is lagery, right? Like, I get a beer that's freaking like 2 years old and it's not spoiled, and Crazy Dave gets this.
Crazy Dave just had the blue cheese face right there.
If a beer tastes like blue cheese, you're in trouble.
If a girl tastes like blue cheese, you're definitely in trouble. But this, I mean, it's definitely a wheat beer. It's got that funky wheatness to it. Not like a Hef, but like a...
Didn't we just say that it was a blonde ale?
But it does have wheat in it, so it doesn't quite follow the same...
Oh, okay, right. Two row and wheat, okay.
It's like I said, this is... Oh my god. I'm going to try to muscle down another couple sips here.
Do a Beer Coaster Toby and power through it.
I've never had anything that was just, you know, I've had a couple beers. It's like, I just don't want to finish this, but not
like
so repulsive on the first sip that it'd be like, hell no.
I could probably count on one hand how many times I've actually dumped a beer.
Hey, I just noticed that Aces and Ales has a banner ad up on Beer Advocate. That's kind of cool.
Oh, sweet.
Or is it just doing that because it looked at your cookies and it...
No, you can't look at my cookies. Well. You can't be looking at my cookies, no.
Man, I wish I had a cookie or something to get this taste out of my mouth. I don't know how to describe this.
Well, please try. Do your best. Are we talking.
It's got a soury funk to it. It's just not very palatable, unfortunately.
I wonder what kind of yeast they use, because that can make a huge difference too.
You know, maybe that's half of it, because it does have that kind of a Belgian-y flavor to it, you know, so that's maybe another reason why I don't like it too much. But I'm trying so hard to overcome this flavor to describe it, but it's hard.
We shall overcome.
The best thing I can say is it's like one of those pungent cheeses, you know, like where if you have something with it, it would probably be a lot better. That being said, I think you need to put this with some sort of powerful food.
But do you think do you think it could possibly be spoiled? Or do you think that this was the brewer's intention to make it taste like this?
I've smelt and tasted beers like this, but not on this level. So I don't think that it's necessarily spoiled, because it's not skunked.
Mm-hmm.
It's strong, and it's very pronounced flavor. It's a very distinct flavor. I just don't know what it is. I'm just going to say you're going to have to trust
You're fired. Yeah, he's got a pretty grimacing look on his face right now. For all you listeners, you can't see.
Is it like vegetable-y?
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of our high gravity beer episode.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So now I'm starting to understand it a little bit more. It's got kind of a... I've had it before. It's almost vinegary.
Yeah, it's almost.
It could be spoiled though. It could.
But it's not oxidized, you know. Yeah. But it's got that Mickey's kind of a flavor to it. You know what I mean? Mm. I don't know. I mean, well, at least some burn victims are gonna at least get something out of this.
Yeah.
I don't know. It could be spoiled, but I don't know. Okay, I'm sorry, guys.
Well,
pair with it?
The toilet.
pair it with the toilet.
I'm
going to
pair the toilet with this beer.
I think that's where it's going to end up if I drink more. I mean, honestly, you know what? A burger and fries, something bar, any typical pub fare would work with this, I think.
Something that'll kill the taste of the beer.
Yeah. Anything with a flavor profile stronger than this would work good. Nice.
So, right.
Sorry for my lack of inability to give you a flavor profile on this, but
how about a cup of wasabi?
I wouldn't. Well,
a cup of wasabi. Yeah, that'll work.
Wasabi.
Here, I need to pair this with something quick. Wasabi here, sure. Anything.
Away. Trust me.
Coat my tongue with wasabi right now.
All right. They won an award with this beer. I don't know how. Okay. Beer Advocate users gave it a 73. The Brothers Ahlstrom are not all up in this. And Untappd came in at 3.24, which reminds me, I've got to untap this beer.
With 70, and that's 72 ratings. They got the 3.24.
Well, that rating is going to change here in a minute.
Oh, he's going to give it an ass. I wonder if your one rating would actually dent the average.
Well, there's not a whole lot of ratings, so yeah, he could have an influence.
Let's see. I'm gonna keep refreshing until I see the 73. Come on, Crazy Dave, you can do it. I want to see a 73, and I want to see it drop down at least like a 0.73. It didn't change.
It didn't even show my rating.
Did you get... Well, so you probably have to give it at least one cap. If you give it nothing...
I did. Yeah, I did.
Okay. Yep, your rating did absolutely nothing. Thanks, Untappd.
Well,
thanks.
You know, I'm sorry,
Untappd, for making us feel valued. And
I'm starting to question their ratings, because your beer that you tried had one rating or whatever, yeah. and it had like a 3.5 or something. Well, maybe it takes a day or two to show up, or maybe they got to validate it, you know?
Yeah.
Someone else is drinking this beer right now. I want to like ask them what they think. Yeah. You know, like
toast them and say, "Oh, look, see, oh, it says, oh, that's yours." It says gross. All right. So anyhow, we'll see what this dude says, Quentin. He didn't.
What'd you
anything.
Say? 3.24 with 73 ratings.
Yeah. Soon to be okay. Maybe.
Well, let's see. Just to give you an idea, this guy who actually had this beer as well. His other beers are Twisted Creek Wheat, Coors, Bud Light Lime.
yeah, these so would, it, they would all be.
He's not drinking. Oh, Sam Adams Cherry Wheat. So he doesn't drink. He's actually drinking beers. What I'm assuming would be similar company to Crazy Dave's beer here.
Oh, oops. Let's not talk smack about Untappd users here. Come on.
Well, no, I'm not talking. I'm no, not. You know, I do want to make we're a comment on this beer, though.
This dude's gonna like backwash us and say, "What the hell, man?" But I do want to make a comment, though. Good.
The six pack of this Hook and Ladder that I did buy actually costs less than the single 22-ounce of Firestone that I bought. Just to kind of give you guys an idea of where it's at.
Oh, okay. Well, you should have known then.
I was kind of worried about it, you know, but I was like, well, it's, you know, it perfectly fits the theme. It looks kind of cool. It's got some good stuff going on with it, you know.
Oh, he's a podcast. But,
you know, we got to get some sour apples every once in a while. It's all good.
Yeah. I would just rather it not be mine.
Yeah, me too. Jekler85 says,
"Someone beer at my house when I get there. Tired back hurts, movie time."
Tweet of the week, time for some backwash. Let's check the Beer Coaster's email and hotline.
If you have any questions or comments about the show, feel free to email us backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com, or you can call our hotline 339-225-9274. That's 339-BACKWASH without the C.
Alright everybody, last call.
Pint ratings, what do we got?
Oh, I guess I'm first up here, huh? For the Firestone Walker, what the hell did we do?
Union Jack.
The Union Jack.
It was a really good IPA. I liked it. I think it was kind of what it was supposed to be. Very American version of the IPA without being, I mean, super hoppy without being all bitterness and no malt. Backbone. Mm-hmm. And I like that. I like that about my IPA. So it's kind of the types of IPAs that I appreciate the most. I'm going to give this one a 4.5. I really, really, really like this IPA. I think they did a really good job with it. And I don't remember if I've had this beer before. I think I have, but, you know, who knows? My one word for this one is, where you been? I just haven't had this one before. From a tasting flight, the Penichuk Brewing Company's Fireman's Pale Ale. I did not know when I had this beer how old it was and that the brewery closed and all this stuff. So this was kind of all news to me. Surprisingly enough, it wasn't spoiled. It was a very English style beer. It was not an American pale ale by any means. It was very malty, just a hint of hops, reminding me of being in an English pub. I did enjoy it quite a bit. I'm going to give it kind of teetering between the 3.5 and 4. They are closed now.
You can do 3.75.
It's not like I could ever have this again. Can I do that? I'm going to give it a 3.75.
Yeah, we've done it before.
All right, we'll do it. Then we'll do it again. We've done it before. And for this one, I'm going to... It just has such an English feel to me. It's a ESB without the B. That's my one word.
Dang.
Yeah, write that one down. But it is extra special, folks. It's extra special. And I'll never, ever get to try it ever again.
All right, for my ratings and one-word sum-ups, I'm going to go start at the Firestone.
Summarizations.
Firestone Walker Union Jack IPA. I'm right there with you, Mike. 4.5. I mean, this is a great...
It's
IPA.
Great. I'll buy it again. I'm actually glad that I got this beer, that I had to buy it in a six pack, you know, because I was looking for 22s, couldn't find it. Now I'm glad I have 5 more that I, you know, get to drink.
So. Yeah, this is great. Nice.
Unlike some beers that I still have 5 of in the refrigerator.
You'll never drink again? I'm going to have 5 of something sitting in my fridge. I know that for sure.
I'm just going to...
I just spilled beer on my keyboard.
I'm just going to, you know, mimic everything that Mike said about the beer. You know, it's just great balance and everything. A little hop forward, but it's an IPA, and it's just a nicely balanced, drinkable IPA. I'm going to go, 4.5, and my one word is Teamster. Because what says union like Teamsters, right?
Pretty clever there, Tobin. Pretty clever.
My other beer, the Firehouse Grill and Brewery Hops on Rye. This is my second time having this beer, and it wasn't as good as I remember it being. I remember it being... a lot better. Still good. Still has...
Well, when you're pissed drunk with a fistful of garlic fries, you know, it's hard to judge the beer.
It's going to be awesome. It's got some good flavors. It develops nicely as it warms up. There's you still get that spiciness from the rye. It's not too much. It's a decent balance from it. So I'm going to go with a 3. I think it's good. I think it's worth checking out. And my one word is...
How about wrong? This is a better than a 3 beer.
Thanks, Jan.
Tommy just got told.
Wow. I'm sticking with my 3, though. Jeez. Put out the Raya.
Nice.
Put out the Raya.
All right, for my pint ratings, you know, those of you that know, I'm not a huge, you know, IPA fan. It was decent. It was good. It was a well balanced, structured beer.
Not an IPA fan. Why do we have you on the show again? Jeez.
Now, speaking of which, I know you're saying you're not an IPA fan, but if you have to drink an IPA, what would be one of your favorite IPAs?
Let's start there. Let's start there.
Because
the Dogfish 90 minute.
Whoa.
See, now that's a... See, now if you really, really like that one, I'm surprised that you don't like this.
I like the maltiness and the sweetness of the 90 minute. It's I think the 90 minute has a very, very complex structure, and it's very well balanced.
And it's the most balanced of all of them. I agree. I think the 90 minute is a phenomenal IPA.
But that's pretty big, man. Opinion. That's a big beer.
It's a big beer, yeah, but I mean this, I kind of like that. I don't like so much of the hopness in your face kind of a thing. But you know, this is still a good IPA. It's, you know, like I think it would be like a classic, example of what an IPA should be. I'm going to give it a 4 because I do think it's a good beer.
And, cool.
You know, I would definitely recommend it to those that would want to, you know, try it. I definitely recommend it. One word, I'll give it a 4-alarmer. That's what I'll call it.
Cool.
Because it's definitely worthy of, you know, bringing out, you know, some of the big guns to come out and drink it and try it out. As for the other beer, the Hook and Ladder Golden Ale, I'm going to give my one word for this first, and it's going to be die in a fire. And the concept of when you die in a fire is that you should have a potato with you. That way you die and someone gets a baked potato.
Is that from? Did you learn that in Boy Scouts or something?
No, it's actually from one of the racing forums that I'm on. Like, they always like have this thing where they talk about people like, you know, Al Sharpton should just die in a fire, you know, that way, you know, with a baked potato, so that way he's dead and someone gets a baked potato. Something good at least comes out of it, right?
Right.
But yeah, this beer is horrible. I mean, I'm gonna have to give it a 1. I can't drink it. I will not drink the rest of it. The rest of it will, you know, I don't even want to give it to somebody because I don't think anyone should be subjected to it.
I think you should give it a potato and set it on fire. That's what I think you should do.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you know, guys, but this is
That's fine. Hey, like we said, okay. The best and worst in American craft beer.
Right.
From coast to coast.
That's right.
So, yeah, those are...
And every once in a while, from Maryland.
So tell you what, guys, stick to fighting fires and not making beer.
What do we have, Dave, for shout-outs? We got some Facebook shout-outs.
I got a shout-out. I guess I'll start it off. For those that are out here in Southern California, particularly in Temecula, there's a place called Barley and Hops. It was pretty much the only craft beer bar around for a while. They unfortunately are going out of business. So their last day will be this coming Saturday, which will be August 11th, I think.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yep. August 11th. Yeah. So they're having a sale. They're having a fire sale on all their beers. So you can...
How appropriate for this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can go in... you know, get all their, you know, get some good beers, and they have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of bottles to, you know, that you can buy there. So I'm sure you could probably cut a deal and get some good beer and, you know, celebrate, you know, what was, you know, Temecula's craft beer bar.
Right.
So check it out. Barley and Hops this Saturday.
I wanted to give a shout out to Mark Kolb. He's been owning our Facebook page lately. I mean, he's been posting some beer porn and thumbing up some stuff and commenting on things. So I just want to give a shout out to Mark Kolb.
And the thumbing up some stuff is part of the beer porn, if you see the pictures.
Thumbing up? What are you thumbing? What? Thumbing and up?
I thought about that after I said it.
Damn, dude.
So yeah, shout out.
And don't forget,
Mark Kolb.
The shout out to Tony Leone.
Yeah.
And all the firefighters out there.
Yes.
This show is dedicated to you. And
we appreciate your service.
We appreciate your service and all that.
And Toby's dad was a firefighter.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Maybe he'll listen to the show this week.
Well, I think that just about wraps it up, folks.
Yeah, just a reminder that to our listeners, this is your show. We just drinking in it.
Cheers.
That's right. Cheers.
There we go.
BeerCoastersPodcast.com.
Yeah. Send us some backwash.
Did you even say those? Episode 168, season 4, episode 12.
Cheers.
I like the fire engine horns like that. It's like a real offensive just.
Get the fuck out of my way.
Thank you for joining us in this issue of Beer Coasters. Podcast with us next week, right here on Beer Coasters.
All right. Well, this week's theme is fire, firefighters, or something with fire. And
fire.
You're talking about this,
fire. Where's the fire?
Fire.
Some of my favorite beers have some earthy stank stuck on them.
All right. It's time for me to drink some beer. Woo-hoo.
As long as it's not a metallic any longer.
Well, when you're pissed drunk with a fistful of garlic fries, you know, it's hard to judge the beer.
Ha 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 ha.